This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say a 28-year-old female gunman is responsible for a shooting at a private school that's left at least three students and three staff members dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Police say the shooter opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, a Presbyterian school for preschool through sixth grade children. The woman died in a shootout with police. As the victims were rushed to an area children's hospital, their classmates were led out of the church school holding hands. Church grounds were filled with police officers in heavy vests and helmets carrying rifles. This mass shooting at a school comes as communities around the country are still reeling from similar incidents, including Uvalde, Texas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is urging compromise between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political opponents on a day when the Israeli leader has delayed his contentious judicial overhaul plan after a wave of mass protests.
And we continue to strongly urge Israeli leaders to find a compromise as soon as possible. We believe that it's the best path forward for Israel and all of its citizens.
U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel in Washington. Netanyahu said earlier Monday he wants to give time to such a compromise with his opposition. Netanyahu spoke after tens of thousands of people demonstrated outside the parliament building in Jerusalem. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency, Rafael Grossi, on Monday that safety at the Zaporizhia nuclear power station could not be guaranteed until Russian troops left the facility. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.